Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Sully, College Blitz. We have ignored the Saturdays in the fall here this week, and thanks a lot, Lions, for that. Let's investigate the college stuff.
Let's get this Blitz in the mix.
Let's go!
We have time for one more.
All right.
We might as well.
Why does it always seem like wide receivers are the biggest divas?
Oh
pants, the silks.
Nice job on the Blitz, Mike.
All right, what do we got, Mikey?
All right, Mike, question number one, and I got to do this first. I promised Will Birchfield I would mix in a question
about BC,
where he went because they're hosting game day. Boston College basically went from laughingstock. Now they're hosting college game day against Clemson. I'm not going to sit here and ask you, do you think they can beat Clemson? But the state of Boston College football, are they at least coming back to relevance?
Coming back would suggest they were ever relevant. You got to go back 30
I think it's
years.
I think it's been since 2009 that they hosted game day.
Right, but that was a one-time deal with Matt Ryan. Actual relevance year over year, you got to go back to what, 84? I mean, BC's a beautiful place, but there's no college football passion. It's a small stadium. The Northeast is bad high school football. I think their running back, A.J. Dillon, he was actually a U of M commit and then decided he was going to go to BC. He's a hell of a running back, and it's a great story, and Steve Adazio is a really interesting coach. Seems like a really good dude, but no, Mike, come on now. I think Clemson's going to take them to Painville.
Well, I don't get a brain bag.
Ah, Lou Holtz.
Big Ten question. Rutgers and Maryland, they've been messes this year in multiple different ways. Why does the Big Ten care about Rutgers and Maryland? Is it just because of money,
that's
obviously?
It.
Because
oh,
those two programs, since they've come in, especially this year, have just been terrible.
They did it for the cable boxes. They did it for what they could charge in major metropolitan markets on a per-residence basis. And now look at what we got.
Do you think they even care that they're struggling like this?
No. No, I don't, because here's what the Big Ten hides behind. You know, we care. We are a research, university, conference, academics. That was just a sales pitch. Yeah, Rutgers and Maryland both are actually pretty decent schools. But it was always about the geographic location of the New York market and the D.C. corridor. And that's it. And now look at what we got. We got two teams that will never, ever win this conference and are frankly embarrassing. So awesome. So happy we did that.
All right, the last four games for Clemson. They've outscored their opponents 240-36. Is this a product of Clemson being dominant and great, peaking at the right time this year, or just product of a bad conference, beating up on some less than stellar competition?
Both. No, I think it's both. I mean, look, because their quarterback is a freshman, you can make a bigger argument about getting better every snap you take, and certainly there's things I see that I really do like, but Mike, it's a bad conference. Same way I think the Big Ten is a really bad conference, well, so's the ACC this year. So it's both.
Not going to ask you about Will Greer in terms of has he elevated himself into the Heisman race because of Tua, but simply your take on Will Greer, how well he's playing for West Virginia right now. Last week was pretty awesome against Texas.
I thought he threw one of the three or four best passes I've seen all year with that touchdown late in the game. He had to fit it essentially into a paint can, and he did it. I think the kid's elevated himself to being a second-round pick. I think he's elevated himself in the NFL discussion. I do. And look, he's matured a lot. I mean, this dude is married. He's got a kid. And he's a team leader. The whole offense is on his back. I like what I see. And look, West Virginia's a team people are sleeping on, which is kind of strange to me. They still have a matchup with Oklahoma. Then they would have to face Oklahoma again in the Big 12 title game. Unfortunately, their game against NC State, who's number 14 in the playoff poll, has been canceled because of Florence. But why is West Virginia not even talked about as a possible playoff
team?
They
really aren't.
I think they could sneak in? No, because they play one less game and they're rated below other teams whose resumes aren't even as good.
Yep.
Which is sad to me because I really enjoy watching them play.
Who could possibly have it better than us?
I want to ask you a question about UCF, number 12 in the ranking.
No.
Look, we all know they're not going to get in, right?
They shouldn't.
UCF will not get into the playoff, undefeated, they're number 12 right now. But a bigger picture question for you. What would have to happen, in your opinion, in order for a group of five school to make it to the playoff?
They'd have to, first of all, got to go undefeated. Second of all, they'd have to trip into a major non-conference game that wasn't supposed to happen but did happen. And then they'd have to paste that team that would have to reside in the top 10 and end up as that game is their only loss. And if you can wrap your mind around all that, then maybe you can find your way to a group of five team getting in.
You think that would ever happen?
No, no one will play UCF. And if they do, they'll beat UCF. But if they don't, it means they're not good, and then they would lose multiple games, and then the win wouldn't mean as much. UCF, I watched their first half against Temple. That's not a playoff team. It's a good story. It's fun. But they're not a playoff team. And I'm sorry, but I've always said this. We are headed to a have and have-nots model. There's going to be 64 teams chasing the playoff, and then everybody else is going to fall to the wayside and have a separate playoff. So they just got to stop with this UCF nonsense. Not going to happen. I don't care if it's been 600 days since you lost. It's 600 days since you played anybody.
Like rat poison.
It is. It's an argument I don't want to have anymore.
No, with a four-team format, a group of five schools is not going
to
get
and
in.
I'm not going to go to eight just for the group of five.
It's not going to happen. All right, series of bold takes here. I want you to respond to these. Kyler Murray is a better Oklahoma quarterback than Baker Mayfield was.
Fiction. It's ridiculous. Baker Mayfield's one of the best college quarterbacks I've seen in the last decade. How can you say that? I mean, I like Kyler Murray. He's a really, really good football player, and he's extremely talented, very exciting, but Baker brought his team to the playoff twice. Baker won some huge games. You know, I can't go there yet.
Oklahoma's still alive on that note? Talking about West Virginia, you think Oklahoma still is?
If they're at five or so, look, they're at six. You figure Georgia's going to lose at some point. Are two wins over West Virginia going to get them in? I got to see it to believe it. I really do. I can't see, and I know we'll touch on this. You're afraid about Michigan. I'm not. But, yeah, I'll say they're alive, but I think they need a lot of help.
It's sack time!
Oh, God.
How about this one?
Enough with that.
Ohio State is still alive for the college football playoff. Yes or no?
Until Saturday at about 3:15. No, I'm serious. I think State's beating them. I think Ohio State is broken. They can't run it. They can't stop the run. You got Urban already setting up an exit strategy with the headaches routine. I'm sorry. They look broken to me. Their secondary's a mess. You know, where has Bosa been? Oh, I left the program. And you never talked or did an interview? Really makes me wonder what's going on. And I've watched them. And you saw the warning signs leading up to the Purdue game. I remember being on after the Minnesota game, and I go, Mike, there's a problem here. That team got the football run right down their throat. I think they're going to come up to East Lansing. I think they're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're not as good as Ohio State talent-wise, but they're not together. And then I think what's going to happen, the ultimate indignity, as Urban slinks out of Columbus in shame, I think Michigan's going to put it on them in C-Bus.
Getting Wojo excited with that.
Hey, I'm Coach O.
Oh, tell him, Jojo.
All right, how about this one? I believe this one to be true. Want to see if you think so, too. Georgia controls its own destiny to the college football playoff.
Absolutely. They're number five. They're going to play number one. Absolutely. Now, again, I don't know what the spread would be on a Bama-Georgia game. My guess, 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guess. I don't like what I see from Georgia because they started screwing around with the quarterback spot, playing that Fields kid. I don't think Fromm has taken the step forward. The offensive line got banged up. I think that's the reason they lost to LSU as much as anything. They played three freshmen that day on the road. Tough, tough assignment. If they're healthy, they get it together. Yeah, they got a shot. But I really don't like what I see from Georgia's passing game, and I think it goes back to they started playing a little quarterback roulette, and I just don't believe in that.
It's not true.
But that's my opinion.
Well, he wouldn't want that to be true, because if Georgia beats Alabama, then it would mean Michigan's out. But anyway, last two questions here, two quick ones from Paul Feinbaum. He made a couple bold takes today. First one, a one-loss Michigan team would make the playoff over a one-loss Notre Dame team.
Agree. But he's also setting up a false narrative. No one's arguing that. The argument the Michigan fan wanted to get into yesterday was somehow getting in over undefeated Notre Dame, and that's ridiculous.
The argument was a 12-1 Michigan versus a 12-0 Notre Dame.
Right, ridiculous. Now, both have one loss. I think Michigan gets in.
Yeah.
But they don't have a loss.
With the conference title, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, and the second one from Feinbaum. Alabama can still lose, and they will make it in, even if that loss is in the SEC title game.
Agree. And I think if they lost in the SEC title game, that would actually help them. I mean, again, they'd be playing the number 4 or 5 team in a quote-unquote bonus game. They're already considered one of the great teams of this decade. They're not getting left home. That's the scenario you have to worry about, is that if Bama loses, they're still going. And if they happen to lose to Georgia, that's where, yes, that'd be the outer space scenario where you would need a Clemson or Notre Dame loss in order for Michigan to get in. But everybody breathe. It's November 8th. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.